So hopefully your assailant's next sentence is likely to be a lot easier to manage and can be steered towards a more constructive outcome, where you can ensure that they feel acknowledged whilst making it clear that their overheated approach is not an acceptable way of behaving. So these are two ways in which you can seek to deal with any overheated archetype that has confronted you head on. But it can be equally difficult when a person you're dealing with has simply shut down. Frozen assets. When frozen, the archetype in question has swung into a state of complete inactivity. This shadow state of behavior renders the mature archetypal character, with all its innate capabilities, powerless and ineffective. The sovereign can't make a decision. The mystic retreats into hopelessness. The lover becomes a loner. The sage acts like a complete dummy. The jester gets depressed, and the warrior runs away at the first sign of conflict. This state of reversal often occurs when the individual believes that their present capabilities are simply not enough to deal with the situation at hand. Again, this is rarely a conscious decision. It's usually driven by an emotional state of hopelessness. Fear or hopelessness can cause even a relatively well-developed archetype to flip into such a negative state. Remember Maximus, the Roman general, after he failed to reach his family in time to save them. For weeks afterwards, he practically gave up on life. The formidable warrior became a victim, even a slave, refusing to fight at all. Most people, however, wallow around in this frozen state not because of some insurmountable crisis, but because they've never invested the time or effort required to develop the specific archetype that the situation demands. Have you ever known anyone to show these tendencies in any area of their lives? I imagine that you have, and maybe somebody very close to you, too.